Last week, the Democratic Party held the most successful political fundraising campaign in history, with former presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton.
Today, the Republicans are holding their big fundraiser. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is the headliner at the event, which is taking place at the Hilton Hotel in Midtown.
Abbott has sent approximately 20,000 migrants by bus to New York City, which, as reporter Dean Condaleo found out, hasn't won him many friends in New York City.
Months after Mayor Adams filed a lawsuit against multiple Texas charter bus companies for transporting migrants into the city, Texas Governor Greg Abbott landed in New York today. New York GOP directors say that Abbott leads a state that does everything in its power to stop what they call the invasion of migrants on the southern border. That's what led to his invitation to the Midtown Hilton.
Wait, this Hilton?
Yeah.
I'm from Texas.
That's Hussein Zamam. He's a political science student at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas. He had no idea about the governor coming to New York, let alone speaking at the hotel he's staying at.
But I wish that all of us just cooperated more, and it's unfortunate that the current spirit is that we're literally not doing that.
Zamam places some of the blame for the migrant crisis on Abbott, but also on other politicians as well. Guy Clemente is a New Yorker who shares the sentiment that the whole government is to blame.
The guy in Texas has got to do what he's got to do, and the people in New York and the rest of the country where the migrants come got to do what they got to do.
Clemente says that our priorities are wrong as a country.
We've always been open to the world. That's been our founding. Everyone in America is an immigrant except Native Americans. We don't take good care of the people that are American citizens that need help. And when we have all the influx of new people coming in, it strains the whole system.
Clemente describes himself as socially liberal and fiscally conservative. He doesn't think the U.S. government is functioning properly, especially in handling the influx of migrants.
There's no cooperation. We need a U.S. policy on how to deal with this issue rather than just, you know, the football between the states.
One location that provides shelter for migrants in the city is the Church of St. Bridget in the East Village next to Tompkins Square Park. For months, migrants have waited outside the Catholic Church for shelter in the parish's former school building. Johnny Grimmo was there today providing resources for migrants. He is formerly homeless himself. He says he's been seeing abuse towards the migrant population.
And it's just really bad, man, you know, the way that this country has this class system where, you know, these people are no different than me, okay? But you're treating them very different.
Grimmo is sometimes seen protesting Republican galas and fundraisers, but he hadn't heard about the one today. The issue most important to him is that migrants are able to integrate properly into society.
And I think that they should be able to work. You create a class of people by not allowing them to work. That now it's like the subclass of people, bro, that they're just like you and me.
Many are calling tonight's fundraiser a move to call out local Democratic leadership. Even though Mayor Adams and Governor Abbott have had plenty of differences, Abbott has praised the mayor and Governor Hochul for their call to President Biden to do more to deal with the migrant situation. Dean Condaleo, Columbia Radio News.